things you believe turn upside down. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend here again to lay out a little job description for you. Sporadic, but few hours. No benefits, but high wages. No security, but lots of job satisfaction, if you like the work. Only those with a sense of perspective need apply. In tonight's story, The Hit, by Vancouver writer Lawrence Goff, we take a close look at a risky business. Listen.
Hey, what time you got?
10:07. Why? You expecting somebody?
Yeah.
Who?
Just a guy.
You want some more coffee?
Yeah, please. It's the reason I come here, you know. Because of the terrific service.
It never occurred to you. The fact that you're the only customer in the joint might have something to do with your popularity.
Never.
Oh, pardon me for bringing it up. But what happened to you last night?
I was out on a date with a lady.
Oh, really?
Lady Luck, Irene. I was playing cards with a couple of guys, and I got a hot streak going. I nodded.
You could have phoned me.
I know. But the truth is, I didn't have the time. I was too busy winning. Well, aren't you going to ask me how much?
Okay. How much?
$3,000.
You're kidding.
No. Mind you, by the time the game broke up, I was down to about $50.
So, when you weren't too busy winning to phone, you were too busy losing.
I came away with enough money for a nice steak dinner for two. You free tonight?
No, and I ain't cheap either.
Well, time to get up. 4:00?
Yeah.
I'll pick you up at 4:00. We'll grab a bite to eat somewhere, take in a movie, okay?
Depends. If nothing better comes along in the meantime, you got yourself a date.
Great, all right.
Is that for you?
Yeah.
Nice car.
Well, I gotta go.
Okay, I'll see you later. Have a nice day, huh?
Yeah, sure. Say, give me a sugar donut, will you?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Never mind the bag, I mean, just give it to me in your hand.
Thanks.
Well, I'll see you later.
4:00 sharp. If you're not here, I ain't waiting.
But, Matt, you didn't see me sitting out here the last 5 minutes.
You want I should walk over to pay my bill without setting up a date with Irene?
Oh, just the redhead with the bright green fingernails, huh, on the cash.
She's a nice woman. Don't say nothing bad about her, okay? Here, you want a bite out of my sugar donut?
No, lover boy. I don't want a bite out of your sugar donut. Was that your breakfast, a coffee, and a couple sugar donuts? Bill, you always stuffing your face with junk food. What is it? You got a team going with the dentist?
I got a team for Irene. That's who I got a team for.
Hey, you don't work in this nice, shiny new car of yours. You want to be nice and warm all the time. Why don't you emigrate to Miami or someplace like that?
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you get a car with a working heater? Strikes me that'd be a hell of a lot simpler.
The guy on the radio said it's going to snow later.
This thing got snow tires?
Steel radio's just as good. Just let a little air out, that's all.
There's always something wrong with the cars you got.
Always. You don't need snows in the city.
Well, you don't need to freeze your butt off either.
Listen, you want something for your nerves.
There's nothing wrong with my nerves. Fact is, I don't got any.
I got pills. Calm you down. I don't need it. You take it.
Get the guns.
What guns? Don't worry about the guns, Ernie. I'm the guy who knows all about the guns. That's why they call me the armorer, right?
The armorer.
That's exactly right. The armorer. In charge of guns.
And you're the worrier.
In charge of warts. That's something I noticed that you're always worrying lately. Worrying about this, worrying about that. It's like a disease or a habit. A sickness, Ernie.
You ask me, you ought to do something about it. Exercise a little restraint.
And I charge this little lecture to my Medicare card.
Look at the sky up there. Weatherman says snow by noon. I'm surprised it ain't snowing already. Where'd you get this refrigerator in a car, anyhow?
Hurts.
Oh, yeah? Well, I gotta tell you, I find that kind of hard to swallow. Look at that ashtray. And it smells like a dog. This car smells like there's been a wet dog in it.
I don't smell nothing except sugar donuts. Donut breasts.
You own a dog, don't you?
Yeah, Doberman, two of them.
Is that right? Why'd you own such vicious dogs?
For their richness.
What'd you do, hose them down and let them run around inside the car for a while?
Why don't you say what you're trying to say?
Something's wrong here. I can smell it. How can this be a Hertz car? I've never been in a Hertz car that didn't have a real good heater and was clean inside as it could be. So what's the story here, Ernie?
I got no story. All I got is a logical explanation.
Well, tell me about it.
All right. All right. I went to the Hertz people. No reservation. I said I want a car with a V8 engine. And I want it for 2 weeks. They was busy. This was the only set of wheels on the lot that wasn't fire engine red or some other bright color that would draw attention on itself. Uh-huh. Do you understand now what I'm saying?
I guess most of them rental cars are six-cylinder jobs nowadays, eh?
That's correct.
But you still ain't explained what a car could smell inside.
Now, hey, watch out for that old lady.
Listen, if you want to drive, you go in the back seat.
Okay, okay. How come the car smells so bad? Because the car come onto the lot a couple of minutes before I show up. That's why. Clerk wanted me to wait. Said, mister, sit down. Have a cup of coffee. Why don't you read the latest Time magazine? I will clean up the car a little bit. I say, hey, forget it. I will sign a waiver. But I want the car right now.
You couldn't spare 15 minutes so that they could at least check out the heater?
No, and I will tell you why in a minute. But first, let me say, I use the Hertz people all of the time. I have always had complete satisfaction. Cars are always in showroom condition. And this is the first time I have been asked to wait. In fact, every time I walk into a Hertz outlet, it's like being in a Tiwi commercial. Because everybody except you is so damn nice to me.
You got a Hertz card? I didn't know you had a Hertz card.
I don't got no credit card at all. If I need one for something, I go ahead and steal it. You see, Bill, I found out it's a lot more fun shopping than at the end of the month, you know, you don't got no bills to pay. So, in other words, that's where you were last night, out boosting some guy's Hertz card. I wasn't looking for that particular card, dear. Is that what you think? That I would pass up Avis or even pass up Visa or MasterCard? I could use any one of a dozen different rental companies. What? That am I that nuts? And what were you doing phoning me at home? I told you lots of times, don't phone me at home.
I was excited, man. I was playing cards and I was up $3,000.
Yeah, you.
For a while.
So where'd you get the card?
At a hockey game.
Canucks?
Yeah. You should have seen it. I lifted the guy's wallet off him just before the game started. Beautiful. He didn't sell that thing. Went out, rented the car, got back to the game middle of the last period, dropped the wallet off at the lost and found, had $100 in it.
Oh.
Guy behind the counter couldn't believe it. I checked later. Sure enough, the owner picked up the wallet, so won't be no trouble at Hertz. Not for a couple of weeks anyway.
Or until somebody smells something funny and the cops pry open the trunk.
Well, anyway, either way, it's going to be a while, especially in this cold winter weather, so don't worry about it.
Okay? Oh, me? Do I look worried? Did I give you the impression I was worried?
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the car, the guns, my teeth, your stinking Dobermans, the color of Eileen's fingernails, or what happens to the body we're going to stick in the trunk. There's something that's bothering me, Ernie. And that's why you spend so much time worrying when you've got no reason to do so. Okay? Okay, Mr. Smart Guy. I watched you walk out of that greasy spoon. I watched you walk across the parking lot to the car. I watched the way you was walking, and I said to myself, Ernie, I know when a guy is carrying a couple guns on him. And Bill is not. So there are the guns is what I want to know.
They're waiting for us where they're nice and safe. Now turn left on water.
You just passed Martha.
Well, what can I say? Turn around and go back.
So you don't got the gun, did you?
That's exactly right.
Hey, go easy,
eh? You, this Martha.
The road is...
Well, they're about to be headed. Why don't you give me an address? How about 12, you say something?
1250 Water. On the left-hand side of the street, in the middle of the block. A warehouse, three-story freight.
You were supposed to...
You know something? You are a jerk.
Hey, what's that again?
In less than 15 minutes, we're supposed to shoot a man down. And we don't got any weapons. And you, Mr. Criminal, got sugar crumbs all over your face.
So maybe we're going to show up a couple of minutes late. You think the guy we're supposed to hit is going to mind?
This is not the proper way to do business.
You worry, worry too much.
Hey, don't lecture me. I got a wife and three kids. I got payments on the car and the pool. And I got a mortgage big enough to choke an elephant. Do you ever think of what would happen to my wife and kids if I go up for 20 years on a homicide rap?
You ain't going to jail.
No, you better believe it, pal. I ain't going to jail. And the reason is, I don't walk through life with my hands in my pocket and a wakened expression on my face and crumbs all over my chin. I plan ahead. I don't buy donuts when I'm supposed to be buying biscuits. What are we going to do with this man when we see him? Hit him on the head with a jelly donut, huh?
You better slow down. We're almost there.
What's the address again? What, 12 Rati?
1250.
What a dump. Why don't you get the guns last night like you were supposed to?
Oh, you already? I got wrapped up in a card game.
That's what I figured.
The cards was running for me, man. I was hot, man. I was making more money than the government meant.
Oh, terrific.
Well, what would you have done? You stood up and slapped Lady Luck in the face? Said, thanks a lot, honey, but I'd rather be a loser.
So you come out ahead?
Yeah, a little.
Huh? You still got enough dough in your wallet to buy us some weapons?
I would never touch the expense money. Never.
Did it once.
Well, I wouldn't do it again. Now turn your engine on. You leave the engine running in an area like this, somebody's going to come along and steal your car.
Not sitting in it, they're not. Ain't you coming up with me?
Why should I?
Well, just take a look at that building.
A cockroach should be afraid of living there. And this guy, Crab, he's up on the third floor. He's surrounded by deadly weapons. Plus, he's got a rep as a bit of a pillhead. Come on, give me a break, eh? Well, you're my partner. So let's go up there together, okay?
Well, look, Bill, if you're so afraid of this guy, Crab, I've been dealing with you. Pops has gone out of business.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that. What happened to Pops?
Rumor has a Crab tied an anchor to him and dropped him in the Fraser River.
No kidding?
The tide was going out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's seen Pops or the anchor since.
Okay, now, when we get there, let's not mention that Potts and us are spent.
Right.
Real nice place.
Here we go. The last door on the right.
Smell anything?
Yeah.
Dead animals like. Somebody put out rat poison and the rats ate it.
Real.
Kidding?
Yeah, I got my knife on me.
Yeah.
It's me. Bill.
Yeah, you got a room here.
He's got the people, is he?
It's my buddy, Ernie.
You were supposed to be here last night.
So, what happened, huh? Did you go out of business since last night? Did you open a popcorn stand someplace on the beach?
Yeah, don't talk to me like that, especially now when I'm pointing my gun at you.
I would only be worried if you was pointing an anchor at me.
That's pretty funny. Is that why you're here, to put me in a good mood?
You don't look like you need putting in a good mood.
The way we had it worked out, there was only one guy coming up, and that was last night. And now, all of a sudden, there's two of you.
Hey, you see what I got here in my hand?
Yeah.
Money. You want some of it or not?
What I got for sale is laid out on the table over there. You just decide what you want, and I'll give you a price, okay?
How much for that gadget to carry it?
Standard KGB issue. Probably came into the country in a diplomatic pouch. I paid $1,000 for it. I wouldn't sell it for twice.
But who would want it anyway? As far as guns go, there is nothing more reliable than an American product.
That shows what you know.
What you got there, Bill?
Ah, nothing. Nothing but junk, Ernie.
What do you mean, junk?
Somebody tell you we were on our way to Africa to shoot an elephant? This is all heavy caliber stuff.
I told you yesterday we wanted something nice and small, quiet, you know? That we can pull the trigger on and not wake up the whole city.
A couple of 22s be too light?
No, sounds good.
Let's have a look.
What I got's a pair of brand spanking new Colt Woodsmen. Now, these guns were boosted from a house in West Bend. The guy who owned them had enough hardware to start a war. He probably doesn't even know the Woodsmen's are gone.
We don't care about that. He could be tearing out his eyes from remorse. We don't care, Van.
So tell your friend not to talk like that, okay?
Let's see him.
Okay. What'll I say? Nice.
Look good. Hey. That feels good.
See, the thing about these weapons is they come in a walnut presentation case, as you can readily see. The reason for that is they've got a consecutive serial numbers and a special certificate of authenticity.
Doesn't he speak to me?
Oh, hey, I know that. The point is I got other people interested that go for that kind of stuff. I mean, these guns are collector's items. You know what I mean?
What are you asking?
Well, you're looking at 600.
Too much.
Well, I throw in a box of hollow points, and they each come with a spare magazine. That's 7 shots.
600 is too much. There is a limit to greed, and you are being unacceptable.
It's your money. Spend it or don't.
He got an appointment.
That's right. That's right, Bill and the Jelly Donut. Won't do the trick.
600's too much.
Oh. Well, all I can say is you'd have had a lot more to choose from if you had shown up last night.
Oh, so that's it.
I wait up till 2 o'clock in the morning for nothing. So you tell me, is it right a man doesn't get paid for his time?
A point you have. But 600 is far too much.
Well, I could make it 5.5.
No, you couldn't.
Okay, 5. 4. 475.
4.
450. And that still includes a box of hollow points and a spare magazine. I get to keep the walnut box, okay?
We'll give him his money.
If you say so.
Thanks very much. Did you want a paper bag?
No, we just carry everything out in our pockets.
Well, just suit yourself. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. Come again real soon, eh?
You think a little strip of webbing's gonna save your life?
Maybe not. The point is, the cops see you driving without a seatbelt, they might want to pull you over.
So, the last of all, you always know you blast everybody.
Professional instinct?
Yes.
Well, I figure it is a lot easier to just bite the bullet and fasten the seatbelt.
I'll tell you what we should have blasted. That guy Crab. He ripped us off,
Ernie. Yeah, it happens. He had us over a barrel.
What do you expect him to do, huh?
Now, you going to load the guns?
My job, ain't it?
Hey, look at that sky. It's going to start snowing any minute.
Never snows in Vancouver. How do we ever get a slush?
No, never. It's cold. This car is going to give me pneumonia.
Yes, it will do you good. It will cool you down. That's the whole secret of being a successful businessman, you see. You have to stay cool. Detached.
No way, Ernie. My work is real important to me, and it's my whole life. I can't get involved in my work. That's it. Because I got nothing else. You're different.
What do you mean, I'm decent?
You've got the luxury of a wife, family to go home to, dog wagging his tail, kids crawling around you in your lap.
My daughter is 15 years old, Bill. It's been a long time since she was crawling around in my lap.
She's 15 already? Well, how old's the boy then?
20.
Wow.
And the dog that you're talking about, he ran in front of a Dachshund last spring, so you can forget all about him. That's why I got 2 Dobermans. And for your information, they don't have tails to wag.
Well, okay. But you still got the situation, know what I mean? All I got is a walk-up apartment full of empty rooms. If I'm in a mood to talk to somebody, I got to roast some bartender with glass eyes and a mouth full of chewing gum. And pick up some waitress in a bar somewhere.
Like Irene.
Well, she ain't so bad.
You've been seeing a lot of her lately, am I right?
You could be right.
So, how long have you been going with her now?
3 weeks, maybe a month.
Give you your sugar donuts at Cowes?
Oh, very funny.
Hey, listen, Bill. She ever asked you this? You know,
where do you get all the money when you got no visible means of support?
Never said a word.
Oh, smart, huh?
Well, you ain't got a cute bone in her body, that's all. She never asked me a single question about myself. Family, where I come from, nothing.
You ever talk about the jobs you do?
Well, you think I'm crazy?
No,
I'm just asking.
You and your old lady ever talk about, you know, who you bumped off lately?
No. But me and her, we don't spend all our time in bars getting swacked.
Listen, Ernie. There's something I never told you before, but it's something you should know. You're my only friend on this whole earth. And I love you like a brother, man. And I swear, I'd never say a word to anybody, drunk or sober, would put you in a bad position.
You finished loading the Colt?
Yeah,
sure. Give it to me now, will you? And stop talking so much. Get the other piece loaded.
Going to be there in a few minutes. Let us be ready. And don't say you love me like a brother when you never even had one.
Hey, I had two brothers, man. They was both killed more than 30 years ago. My dad had a brand new 1949 Dodge. He drove it right into the middle of the Bow River Christmas Day in Calgary. They landed upside down, broke through the ice. My brother Tommy was 2 years old. I never even found his body. Stuck an empty coffin in the ground. What do you think of that, eh?
What are you talking about? We have work to do. We are driving down the road at 30 miles an hour, huh? Have you ever thought now to dry fire those coals to make sure they work good? No, you spend the whole time telling me about your girlfriend, your dead brothers. How do you think we are supposed to be in the right frame of mind to do business, huh?
What business, man? We ain't businessmen. We ain't wearing three-piece suits, and we don't go down to the office every morning at 9 sharp and go home at 5. Now, look, honey, we got no dental plan, no pension plan, and we got no chance for unemployment insurance. What we are is contract killers, Ernie. Hitmen, like they say in a magazine. Murderers is the word I use. Maybe that's because I try to be honest with myself, not try to have any pretensions.
It is all a matter of attitude, which is something you will never understand.
Maybe not. So what? What am I supposed to do? Get the job done. That's all that matters when you reach the bottom line. And don't matter what you call yourself. The job's the same.
Yeah, okay. So who's the victim?
I don't know what his name is.
Oh, yeah? Well, you got a snapshot.
No. Nothing? How are we supposed to decide who to shoot?
The victim is a little under 6 feet. White, blue eyes. Man who once wiped out says his eyes are the same color blue as mine. Black hair, pale complexion.
Well, it could be a million people.
Yeah, maybe, except this person is going to be waiting for us at the rear entrance to Packard's Meats, back of Pandora Street. There is a loading dock there, and he will be wearing jeans and a green wool jacket and dark blue tube.
Blue tube.
He thinks we are going to arrive with special consignment. He will be all alone.
Well, if he ain't alone,
he will be alone. But if he ain't, we turn around and we go home.
What'd he do? You got any idea?
I got involved in what you might call a romantic entanglement with the daughter of the boss.
Yeah, I hope it was worth it to him.
There's Pandora right there.
Yeah. Look, it's starting to snow. Hey, man, turn on your wipers.
Okay. So now, old man Winter's here. You're going to have to drain your pool?
Yeah, I was going to drain this weekend. I thought that would be free.
You never told me about that party.
And when was it? Last July?
Didn't you fill the pool in July?
July 1st, yeah. Wife hung Chinese lanterns in the cherry tree. Went into the spotlight from someplace downtown, and half the kids in the neighborhood was almost blinded looking into the thing. Had a buffet laid out on the big table. Started out quiet, you know, like parties start quiet, but by the time things rolled up, wasn't one person there who wasn't deep sick in the pool.
I can't imagine anybody tossing you into a pool.
Somebody did, yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, I see him. Down at the end there. That must be him on the pack line.
I didn't know this. God damn. This is a dead end. Where are we going to go if somebody shows up?
At 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, there is nobody around. Even if there was, the snow would muffle the shots.
What is he, dead? Why didn't he turn around?
You worried about?
Not me. How are we going to do this?
I am supposed to ask him a couple of questions. If I don't give the right answers, I start to shoot, and you can join in whenever you feel like. Okay, Chris?
Okay. He gives the right answers. We gotta let him go.
Don't worry. There's no way this is going to happen. Now stay loose and be polite.
For all we know,
he may be carrying. We don't want to set him off, do we?
No.
Okay. Hi, kid.
Hi, Dad.
Huh? What's going on here?
I hate to have to do this to you, Bill, but... Que sera, sera, huh? And this way, what we got is a nice family business with both partners having a nice business-like attitude toward the job. You see, James is just like me. He stays cool, calm, collected at all times. He don't get emotionally involved in other ways.
Ernie, how?
So long, Bill.
Oh!
Ernie!
You want me to check him out, Dad?
Always check the victim out, Jimmy. Never take anything for granted. I have seen guys with more bullet holes in them than Swiss cheese. And a couple of months later, they're as good as new. Look.
He's finished.
Okay, he put him in the trunk of the car. Here, you grab the feet.
Hurry! Now!
I don't think he was so heavy. Then, when he gets in, go to 1250 Water Street. There is a loose end there to tie up. That guy that sold us the guns.
What about the waitress? Did you talk to Bill about his waitress?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she going to be okay?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But I don't think we should take a chance on it. I asked him where he was last night. He says playing cards. But I figure he was with her all the time. In. They must have talked.
Oh, too bad.
Why too bad? You think she deserves sympathy?
She knew
what kind of guy Bill was. But she was getting mixed up with. Now she knew all the risks.
No, no. I mean, it was too bad we had her run around doing so much work for nothing.
Yeah.
By the time this is all cleaned up, this car's going to be full of bodies, and we won't be one dime ahead of the game.
It's business expense, Jimmy. Business expense. Nothing we can do about. No matter what kind of business you're in, you're going to have expense. That's a fact of life, son. Like taxes and death.
Commercial organizations were bad for not knowing who might next stab you in the back. Well, even small business can be dicey. Here's who was involved in tonight's show.
The Hit was written for Nightfall by Vancouver author Lawrence Goff and featured Norman Groman as Ernie, Dwight Ditkovitz as Bill, with Gabrielle Rose as Irene. Crab was played by Roger Dressler and James by Paul Batten. The sound engineer was Gene Loverock, with sound effects by Jay Hirene. Production assistant was Dagmar Kafanka. The Hit was produced and directed by John Giuliani. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalczyk. And now your host.
Thank you, Bruno. Now, don't forget to be here again next week. We have, among other things, a very special canine we'd like you to meet. And a circumstance that I'm sure you'd rather hear about than experience. Until then, I'm Frederick Hemd for Nightfall.
CBC Radio.